Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Upper Poor. That was a different way of starting it. I like starting it differently.
That was dramatic as fuck.
I know, right? Jay has this dramatic fucking light behind him and he looks so mysterious. But we are here and we are back. Yes, I am Bob is so very, very, very sorry for our little bit of our hiatus, as you say, from this craziness. But we are back. We are all together. We are here, and we are going to discuss the amazing world of sports and any crazy things we could come up with as we go along. Joining me is these two beautiful ladies and gentlemen. I will let you know who's the lady and who's the gentleman. But Bob, how you doing, sir?
I'm the lady. I'm changing over today. Today's the start that I'm going to take away my hatred for all other genders. And I'm going gender, bi, poly, whatever the fuck it means, that I can transition to boy or girl, whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, there was no doubt that you were the lady today. But we are here with the handsome Jay Wertis. How you doing today, sir?
Just happy to be here, guys. Feeling great, feeling blessed. Eating a little dinner, but I'll try not to chew into the microphone.
That's like okay. Always.
I'm intermittent fasting like Zac Efron now.
Oh, my God.
Like Ted Bundy style, or
like every major actor ever, according to an Instagram post I saw.
Oh, everyone goes fasting, huh? That's the new trend.
Actually, my wife decided that she wanted to try it, so now I'm doing it too.
Have you fasted before?
Oh, so she's telling you to fast. Got it.
Yeah, intermittently fast.
Have you fasted before?
No, she just doesn't want to fucking cook for you some nights, so she just covers it up with, we're fasting tonight.
So intermittent fasting, for like those who don't know, namely probably you two, you just don't eat for like 16 hours.
Why is this?
And then
we've been doing this, Bob. What
yeah,
the
and
fuck?
then you just eat all of your calories and stuff in like an 8-hour window. So, like, basically, it's called skipping breakfast.
Right.
Like, essentially.
The fuck?
But, like, if you, like, for people, like, count macros and stuff, it's, like, an actual diet.
Right.
But my wife didn't want to skip. Here's the thing. My wife's going to a bachelorette party in San Diego. She'll be staying at a beach house. For what? I think it's, like.
So, Jay's on vacation.
I think it's 63 hours or something like that. It's like 2.5 days she's going to be there. Of the 63 hours she'll be gone, I'll be working for like 48 of them.
What is wrong with you? You have to just ask for those days off with her. Like, hey, I have to go. And just enjoy sitting at the house alone in the dark.
I'm literally gonna get like I'm open to close. Oh, get up at 6 a.m. drive her to the airport. Open to close, and then like open to close, and then right after work I get to pick her up from the airport.
That is so ridiculous. Why would you do this to yourself?
I'm not doing like it's just the schedule I have every week. No. But she's gonna be gone.
No,
so
she wanted 4 days off.
Anyway, she wanted to lean out beforehand, beach body, whatever, so she's trying this intermittent fasting, but decided she didn't want to skip breakfast, because she loves breakfast. So she
eats her eggs and omelets and shit and just goes the rest of the day without eating?
No, like, that means she basically eats breakfast, like, I make her breakfast at, like, 8:30, and she has to stop eating at 4:30. She's done for the day.
She eats like a normal American who should. Like, you're supposed to not eat past, like, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So she just follows the rules.
Yo, new diet. Just eat like a normal person.
But see, here's the thing. I come home from work, and, like, I don't like making a lot of food at work because we have, like, a shitty microwave, and, like, I have people coming into my store all the time. Right. Like, I can't, like, be, like, eating a taco or whatever. So, like, I normally eat, like, something light. Like, I'll get, like, some chicken, and then, like, later, I'll just shovel broccoli. Like, I eat all my meals in, like, 7 minutes standing up behind a counter while also talking to someone. Super annoying.
That's how it works.
But, it's American. Like, I come home from work, I'm usually hungry, and I was just, like, eating, I was eating, like, some chicken. I made, like, some sweet potato fries and some asparagus, and my wife almost struck me in the face. She's like, I'm so hungry right now, and you're just eating that right now? I'm like, yeah, so we're fasting together.
I would just eat so much at 4 o'clock.
Hate. Like, why? Jay, so finally, if you want a fucking burger at whatever time, get a fucking burger.
Here's the thing. At 3 days later, I finally convinced her to just eat breakfast at 11 since she works from home, and that way we could eat until 7. And my life is markedly better, but like I got to shovel food into my mouth before like 8 o'clock.
The fucking life. Oh, man. I mean,
hey guys, and guess what? We're also looking at lawnmowers this weekend. So,
my pants got hard. Can I just... Hold on here. Two things.
Oh my! I'm sorry, but to all the listeners, you gotta understand that Bob rarely takes his hat off, and he did the hat off, scratch forehead, pure confusion,
pure dad look.
Like, what the fuck is going on here? Look.
Somehow, I was doing this my entire life because once my mom at one point would just make me reheat chocolate chip cookies we got from the state fair. My breakfast habits went out the fucking window. So then, fast forward to me all through high school not fucking eating until after football practice and that kind of shit, because I was too picky to eat fucking lunch at school. I was doing all that, so that makes sense. I believe that's how I run the best too, is when I don't fucking eat all day and then I eat when I get home and shit. Like,
how many calories do you have to put in your system in these 8 hours?
It's supposed to be, if you're working out, you can eat whatever you want.
I'm eating like 4 meals a day still.
Yeah.
So like, I still eat like a full breakfast, a full lunch, and a full dinner. It's more about kind of like protein, because I don't really give a shit about calories.
The thing that always has made sense to me is how somebody describes it as when our, like, besides the fact that we've had refrigerators for the last fucking 100 years. It's the idea that you had to wake up. Sure, you had maybe like plants and like fruits like readily available, but if you wanted meat, you had to go out and kill it that fucking day. And you probably didn't eat you know, I'm sure people had jerky and shit, but like full meals and like filling yourself probably came at night after you made your kill, right? Like, so my idea is like that's probably how our bodies are supposed to run. Like, feast at night, go to bed, wake up, and then we have to survive and go kill something and make your fucking, you know, your max meal. But, like, I'm sure there was, like, you know, like I said, veggies and shit. But, I don't know, man. That makes sense to me. But, like, every once in a while, I just get fucking, every once in a while, I have to eat in the mornings, dude. I'll get munchies so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Even if I ate a shit ton the night before.
What I've been doing slowly is just, like, just packing just small little snack things. Like, what I had at one point in time, like, you know, them little protein 3-stack things, whatever, cheese,
fiber,
you know,
one bars,
that bullshit. I've been eating like
it's like P3s, right?
Yeah, P3s. That shit. There you go, the P3 shit. I eat like 2 of those a day, and then I come home and eat dinner.
The guy at work had a power pack he got from Quick Trip, and it was like a deviled egg, or it was like a it was a boiled egg, a couple like almonds. Some little slices of cheese, and it was like a power pack is what it was called or something like that. I was like, that's fucking disgusting. That's dude's crazy. Eating raw eggs out of like a Lunchable carton.
Fuck that.
That's not supposed to happen.
No, I have to make my shit.
Now you draw
eggs, milk, and all that other shit. I cannot. No, I can't, like, any dairy. I can't eat after some, like, just like pre, like, no, I can't do that pre-packaged shit too.
How do you like
no.
Your scrambled eggs? Do you like have them a little runny?
No.
Oh, mine are overcooked.
Yes.
I have to have eggs at like a pretty solid texture, or else I will get gross the fuck out.
Yeah, like, and if they're like so, like that, I have to have like a lot of cheese, so I can like, all right, there's The cheese is what's making it that, not the egg.
Right.
Because that should be gross.
Second to
how
what
do you
Jay
eat your
said.
Eggs?
Hold dude, on. I've been, I go through phases. I'll either, like, give them a real loose scramble. Kind of like, I like them like Perkins does them real good. They're, like, real, like,
yeah,
shitty.
Perkins and, like, does make them good.
They're, like, shitty, but they're so good. That's the only way I can describe them. It looks like it was, like, super cheap, but it's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
The holiday breakfast
I've been,
sandwich.
I cook two strips of bacon, and then I just fry, like, four eggs in the bacon grease.
That's what's up.
Ooh.
Keeps me going.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a sucker for the holiday breakfast sandwich. I know that's gross, but, dude, they're so fucking good. Jay, let me just tell you this. We're not so much worried about you, but if Angel was like, hey, I'm doing a destination, either wedding and or bachelor party, that's not within driving distance, I'm telling you to go fuck yourself. Like, you can't do that to people. You can't say my bachelor party is going to be on the other end of the coast and not be like, okay, a small group of people are coming, right? Like,
hey,
how
Bob,
many...
just so you know, Angel's already told me we're going to Vegas.
Have fun.
First off.
Dude, if I get this new job and I get PTO, I'll use whatever my PTO is that on Vegas, okay? That's the only way I can swing it.
Well...
Or maybe I finally figure out terms to paint Jay's house here, and that'll be my Vegas money.
Well, podcast listeners, it sounds like I've picked the two worst best men ever because they think I'm going to plan my goddamn bachelor party. No. You and you plan that motherfucker.
Jay's
I don't know why the fuck y'all over here say Angel's going to plan his shit to Vegas. Angel's. I'm not planning shit. I picked you and you to be my best men. Why the fuck do I have to do... Not only did I not pick one asshole, I picked two. You and you to be my best man.
Hey, Angel,
so what the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, Angel, I just bought a house, so Bobby, have fun at fucking Applebee's, motherfucker.
Hey, every
I have to schedule my... I have to rearrange my best man fucking line here so I can have a decent bachelor party.
Hey, every single black woman in a 90s film, that's what Angel looks like right now with a bandana around his head. Hey...
Angel,
hey.
you look like the maids in that movie where, like, the white chick is also a maid and decides to, like, take him under her wing and you, like, what, the help?
Is that right. Maid in Manhattan?
Angel, the help?
Yeah, Angel the looks help? Like a that's cross between the help and what's the movie where the dude's like, how do I reach these keys?
Like, how do
Stand
I...
and Deliver.
Yeah, man, he looks like, Angel looks like a background character in Stand and Deliver right now.
How does this work? We're talking
Angel
about you bitches planning my bachelor party.
Angel looks like he's going into a casting for, like, a just random background cholo, and they're
right.
Like, yeah, it's a little much. We'll go with someone else.
Like, Angel looks like he's going in as the team equipment manager in Coach Carter. Like, the really cool equipment guy you want on the end of your bench, but you know he's not getting in.
Oh, man, both y'all look broke. Fuck y'all. What the fuck? Bitches.
You look like you're sitting on the bench next to Carlton in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Except you're like Will Smith's like best friend that is a cool black guy. I'm Jazzy.
I'm Jazz?
You're pretty much like Jazz, except a little more hood.
You know who needs to sit on the bench? You know who really needs to sit on the bench?
I'm limiting this to like 3 minutes.
No! The GM of the Timberwolves. Needs to sit on the bench.
Why?
What do you mean? What do you mean? You don't want no parts of Andrew Wiggins. You paid all this money. Andrew Wiggins is finally saying he's waking up and being the guy he's supposed to be.
He sucks.
And now you're going to say fuck you and trade him?
Okay, bro. First off, not the GM who paid him. That was the old GM who paid him. This is a new guy who apparently knows what he's doing.
Okay.
Two... He's been saying that for 3 years, 4 years.
No, this is the first time he's publicly said that.
I'm finally getting it.
Publicly said that.
You can fuck right off anything Andrew Wiggins says.
Yeah, I'm not believing. Hey, I've been playing 2K with him. Like, I was on the Timberwolves. Got traded because I traded myself to the Pistons because they wouldn't fucking trade me.
Oh, my God.
Demanded a trade to a shitty... John Wall somehow on the Pistons. That's weird. But so it's me and John Wall trying to make the shitty Pistons. Andre Drummond actually is bad.
Yeah. If he went to the Pistons now, that actually wouldn't be a bad team, bro.
Yeah, until Blake Griffin starts bullying him like Jimmy Butler did. He's just carrying Blake Griffin shoes now, calling him Mr. Griffin.
What's this thing about us maybe getting D'Angelo Russell?
Karl-Anthony Towns is just playing Towns play with them instead of actually lifting weights.
Yeah. I mean,
Karl-Anthony Towns is on like the bench doing like body weight squats. He's like, "Hey, D'Angelo, come play with us."
But if he does come, though, that team would be solid because you get an actual superstar in there. Cat is not that superstar.
Trade Wiggins?
No, he's a free agent. You take him. Take him. Bring him in. Give him the max. Give D'Angelo the max.
But here's the thing. Would you rather D'Angelo Russell and Derrick Rose?
Yes.
I mean, here's the thing. We got to get rid of Tyus somehow because Tyus isn't worth it. But we're also trying to trade Wiggins. I guess we really want that four pick to get some guard from Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Or there's some Chinese
who's
kid.
Who's just apparently blowing up draft boards right now.
Yeah, bro. That Vanderbilt kid is nice, bro.
There's a dude like fifth or sixth.
The rumor is the Knicks might take him over R.J. Barrett, and R.J. Barrett's only working out for the Knicks.
Exactly, bro. And if R.J. Barrett goes to four... And Minnesota's there?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'd take it.
Yeah, it was solid.
I would take a good shooter. We need like a fucking shooter. That's like just a dude who is lights out, like me on 2K. but it didn't work out because Zach LaVine can't make fucking threes until it really matters, and like even then it's hit or miss.
Would you take Zach LaVine back now?
Yes. Know? Yes.
Now, real quick, before the podcast, me and Jay were going into it. We were getting into it on our texting group about letting these new players choose where they want to play. How does that work?
It doesn't.
How does it? No, there's a way to making it work. Everyone has two players that they can get. That's it.
No, it's
you
the
can
sport.
Only sign two.
It's the sport. Baseball, you just don't get. You get drafted the next year.
You're sitting. And you sit
football,
in the double A.
You're a whiny fucking bitch. It doesn't happen in football. People, you can say like, how many times have you do you really openly hear a guy say that they want to not be traded, like trade or going to Cleveland one maybe a year, and now it'd be like the greatest thing in the world. Basketball is the only one where it's like people will fucking openly pout. Or wasn't it Zach LaVine that went fuck me when the Timberwolves drafted him?
Yeah,
that it might have been like
I mean you're right, but here, I mean the theory is like there are enough people who will want like to play minutes. So it's like there's only so many roster spots. Not everybody can go to LA. Eventually somebody's going to be like, "Man, but on the Timberwolves, they'll give me 38 minutes a night."
Right.
Fuck it.
And the money's going to be all the same, right? Like besides like if you've been there for however many years is like how much money you can get offered, but relatively a max contract for most people is going to be a max fucking contract, right?
I think you can only get a super max if it's like the team that drafted you or like
the team that you finished the season with, or something.
A re-signing and you made all NBA.
Yeah, something like that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's like, it just seems like, I don't know.
Jay, do you feel that these athletes in the NBA don't have the right to at least have a chance to kind of choose what team they go to? I mean, this is different. This
How?
Is a new
it's a draft.
It's a new day and age. That's the problem. That you have to look into it the way it is now.
How like okay? What is different today?
In the NBA, the difference is me and Bob are 4 feet apart right now, and you could be that same distance from an NBA player at a game. Your exposure everything is way different than it is in any other sport.
So if they put a fence around the court, we shouldn't do this?
Yes.
You're full of shit.
If you actually protect the players more, then sure. But if you're not going to do this, if you're going to have the fans right on top of the players every night, let the players choose where they go.
Okay, well then that's why Oakland's losing both the Raiders and the fucking Golden State Warriors, because they're both leaving, and that's the just Warriors a shithole are town. Yeah, the Warriors are going to San Francisco.
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah, that's right.
And they're leaving a shithole town then. So what you're saying is like then only these Angel, it would be big fucking white cities that got NBA teams, because they're not putting them in Oakland anymore. Like, I think that's the end.
Why do we have four teams in Hawaii, seven in California, yeah, three in Florida? Like, I mean, at that point, like, are you just exterminating big market teams? Don't get me wrong, there's a way that you can make it work, but I'm not even willing to discuss it because it's so ridiculous.
The idea of, like,
at some point, like, maybe it's just a talent problem. I think there's just not enough good players in the NBA.
I honestly think that it should be a tier system. The college ranks out those players going into the NBA. You're a five-star.
There's like a free agency for teams.
Yes. Let them all go into free agency. Tiers at a time. You can't get more than one five-tier. And if you get a five-tier, you can't get a four-tier. You have to go to a three-tier. And if you get a four-tier, you can get a three-tier.
What's the rule?
That's how it should be.
No.
It should. Yeah, if Zion's a five-tier, Angela, you should not be allowed to get anyone else.
You would never explain this for the NFL, the MLB, or the NHL.
No. Okay, so, you're right.
What if all the five-tier teams are like Cleveland, Minnesota,
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Like, they're all just northern, cold, shitty cities. And Zion's like, yeah, but I love San Francisco. I want to go to Golden State. You're saying the Warriors should just be able to sign Zion,
no,
RJ Barrett?
You have to be allowed a five-tier player. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're a bad team, if you're in the top seven teams that are bad, record-wise,
right,
you are accoladed a five-star player. But if you're up there, you can only get a three-tier player. That's how it should be.
But you're still limiting where they can go.
Right.
That's fine, but at least you're giving them the option, not stick them in New Orleans where his career can die down there because of bad coaching and GM.
It's 4 years, and look at every other bitchy
and
whiny.
4 years of amazingly things. You could tear your ACL, tear your Achilles, and
you
he's
do
not
that
the same
anywhere.
Player.
And look how
much money Greg Oden have right now.
Exactly. And you get the most money in the NBA.
He's not wearing a suit to work.
Man.
He's wearing big-ass Nikes.
He's still putting up jump shots for a living.
For practice.
At the YMCA, playing against a 70-year-old man, and he's driving home in a Rolls-Royce Phantom to his mansion. He's doing just fine. That's professional sports, and you're a professional athlete.
He's
and
a coach
the only
somewhere.
The only league that's complaining is the one with, like, the highest profile, the highest salary cap, the highest average salary, and all guaranteed money.
Angel, they have the most exposure.
Does
they're not
no,
wearing masks.
Bullshit.
They're not wearing helmets.
Who gives
they're not
a
on
fuck?
The ice. They're not on the ice for 30 seconds at a time.
Who gives
they're
a
not.
Fuck?
They do. That's the problem.
Then they're pussies.
You don't see fans punching NFL players and shit.
Oh, they ain't punching
you
nobody.
Don't see
it's one dude who put his top fucking hands on him. Exactly. And Kyle Lowry's a bitch and sat there and was, he could have hurt me. I get it,
yeah.
But that's
suppressing,
not that's not
suppressing
that's not
the player, huh?
That's not a
picks
reason.
Picks a white guy side.
That.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
I'm saying Jesus Christ. If you want to fucking talk
no,
about
no, he has no right to touch him. None.
I'm not saying he does, but I'm saying like if you want to say like a Ron Artest started swinging on fans, like he's just as dangerous as that fan was then, right?
Yeah.
So then what do you do? Is the fence up there for to keep the players from hitting fans?
It's both
no.
ways. It's both ways. It should be both ways. It should be a glass.
And the players hate exposure so much, they're forced against their will to make Instagram accounts and date Kardashians.
Bro, they should be allowed to do that. Why do you have to take something away from them?
Why
can't they be normal people?
Who's taking it away?
He is saying, don't put the Instagram up if you don't want to be exposed. Well, why doesn't he? Well, everyone else can.
Well, like, Angel, the idea of putting that up is like having a lot of people following you. Like. If
Bro,
you have
exactly.
a problem with the popularity,
everyone has one.
No, if you have a problem with the popularity, don't do it. You don't have to ever. What are you talking
the
about?
The problem is that they're still getting so much hate towards them, though.
That That's just internet. Then it sucks. Then guess what? You just don't get to use the internet if you're going to take it so literally.
So why is it just the NBA?
It's not just the NBA.
It's not.
Name an NFL problem where it was on where Kyrie or a player has to go, damn, bro, you're all in my stuff about my social media stuff. Look at DeMarcus Cousins where he crashed into that
there
reporter.
There was a grown man
running.
Who got bullied, Angel.
Yeah.
Who couldn't play football.
Yeah.
He got bullied. The grown man came out and said
Twitter account.
What I'm saying is DeMarcus Cousins got his brother commented on by social media. That shit doesn't happen in the NFL.
Yeah, it does.
You don't see a media person. Oh, what is it? Baker Mayfield and some other dude and Colin Hurd. Is that what you're saying?
What
I'm saying is this: that there's that the media and fans are way more into NBA players' lives than they are in NFL and other players.
No,
the NBA also pushes that. Like that's the league. That's what the league advocates for their Twitter. They had a jersey
to protect these players
on the back of it.
They need to protect these players more.
They had a jersey night with their Twitter handles on the back of it. They are like Carl Anthony Towns is playing Fortnite with fans. I'm sure he's going
to
get called the N-word.
But you have to
That's
protect
what
these players
the
more. You see how many issues we had this year in the NBA when it comes to fans screaming at these players foul things and now putting hands on players. These players need to be protected more.
These players also jump into the stands to save balls and land on fans. I'm with you. Let's just put up a wall in between the fans and the players.
Or give it 10 feet. Give them 10 feet.
But this whole thing about how players should get to pick where they want to go because fans are erratic is fucking horseshit. No way.
No. Take that aside.
Anybody, here's the thing. Anybody can buy that seat. If I want to go put, if I want to, like Entourage, if I want to go to a game, pay $2,000, and at halftime grab a ball and shoot up a three, I can do it. That's the NBA's problem. The NBA doesn't want that, then they can keep my money. Like, they don't need my money. They can just, you know what? How about this? Instead of getting the, $50,000 a night from those courtside seats, the NBA can just refuse that money and leave them blank. Leave them empty.
I got it. The NBA draft, you know how they do these ping pong shit to see their draft order? Just do that for the players.
What?
Yeah, do that for the players. Give it a different system.
What are you saying?
The ping pongs are just the players.
So what,
let them do
pick
it.
Pick one, and then all of a sudden a bunch of these ping pong balls come down, and Zion has a 33% chance of getting picked?
Yep.
They still don't
My
know.
My phone fucking dropped thinking that was a terrible idea.
Oh, shit.
My phone tried to fucking jump off the ledge when it heard that.
I'm just saying, this draft system is old and we need to try something new.
Yeah, but...
In all sports.
Angel, all sports. No, you're...
Yeah.
You're so fucking...
There's so many teams... Look,
how about this?
Tuga
how about this?
And these new quarterbacks coming out. All these teams... Oh, we're going to fucking tank it for these guys. We're going to just sell all our players for these guys. There has to be a new system for that.
There is a new system in the NBA, by the way. They're trying to eliminate tanking. I think the new rule is, everybody is going to, in, the top 10, is going to get an equal chance at the number one pick. They're, changing the percentages of the lotto balls. But anyway, I have a better solution. We keep the system the way it is, and if a fan puts his hands on a player in an aggressive way, you get to fight one fan per year.
Deal. I'll take that. Just hockey do it. Do it just like hockey. You're sitting there, you're waiting to see who hits the ground first. Once they hit the ground, they just disperse. That's it. I feel like there should be more fighting in all sports.
Yes.
Especially NFL.
No.
What? You wouldn't want to see Khalid and Cabtree go at it?
I can apparently just go to a fucking...
Just fucking go
semi-pro team in Minnesota now, and there's some real just gangster shit going on.
Good segue.
Yeah, Angel, I don't think you want to see Ray Lewis's mentions. I'm pretty sure people call him a murderer a lot.
Can we read OJ's tweets?
That's going to be a new segment.
OJ's tweets. Here we go, guys. Gonna go follow OJ Simpson real quick.
Angel, you're a lot like OJ Simpson.
No. You both apparently want to take Patrick Mahomes first in fantasy. You and OJ are like the same.
I might have to like not get, if I have the number one pick, I might not get Mahomes. Like I might have to go somewhere else. Why is OJ bro? Yo, OJ dropping that video talking about some, he has to get some even. He got some even to get to. Like what?
Does he really? Okay, is this a real thing? Does he have an account out yet?
A what?
Yeah, bro, he has a Twitter account.
What's his real OJ Simpson one?
Real, it's like the real OJ 32 or something like that.
There's one here that says the real OJ 32, but that's, dude, they're making it hard as fuck to find OJ.
I don't know. I don't think he's verified yet, so. Because he's only been on for like 2 days. But you'll know it's him because he's posting like video. Yeah, I think he's actually tweeting. He's just because of him talking.
Okay, here we go. 736 why? Followers.
Go on Instagram. Fuck.
736.3K followers.
He'll get there.
7,306.4K followers. Taking an early look at fantasy football. Patrick Mahomes was my clear number one, but with cheetah status still up in the air, I'm debating Baker Mayfield or... Who the fuck is TG2? TG32?
Todd Gurley.
Oh, okay.
Todd Gurley.
They're not even... What the fuck? What do you think? Am I missing someone? Dude's like bouncing around. He went out and said that he's not Chick's dad. That's a fucking lie. You know
what?
He came out and said that he's not Chloe's. He's not Chloe's dad. Like that's weird that you even have to fucking
why,
like.
Yeah, why do you have to say that? Just because you've heard that a couple times? Yeah. Like Chloe's. What? Chloe finally calls you. Like, hey, since you're out, I have a question. Can you do me a big favs? Can you say you're not my dad?
That'd be great.
You're not my dad.
Oh my god.
So,
bro, yeah. I just can't wait for the Colin Cowherd. Baker Mayfield's associating himself with murderers. OJ Simpson, not a good guy. Of course he likes Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, yeah, dude. I love when Cowherd's like, he attacks me on Twitter. But yeah, he doesn't. It's like, dude, he's been on your show and like straight up called you out like as you were talking shit. Like, Baker will call you for your shit. I think that he just gets mad because it's like Baker's kind of a little young to be doing it, but it's like good for fucking him, man. Like, I hate Colin. That shit, dude. He's always just a fucking asshole. It seems like.
I love Colin. He has really good points.
You would.
Do you really think Baker Mayfield is a savior in Cleveland?
I can tell you this. Yeah. I tried watching the Hard Knocks this afternoon or whatever, and I watched the first season.
Of Baker of the Browns?
Yeah, and
that was a really, I don't know if good I'm gonna Hard make Knocks. It was a really good one, bro.
It seems like it's so forced, like it just, I can't, and also knowing that Hugh Jackson just gets fired halfway through. So like hearing him go, "It's about work ethic, guys, it's about not quitting." That's it's like, well, they're going to quit on you. Like,
that's the best part. You get to watch it like, ooh, damn, I know how this ends. Train wreck. Oh, man.
Now I can just, you can just tell, like, when he's, like, talking to Baker about, like, he's like, why don't you show up at 5 a.m.? And he's just like, no. He's like, it's just like, you can tell right off the bat, he is not a Hugh Jackson dude. Like, he needed somebody else in there to just start kicking ass. Tyrod's with San Diego now, I think.
Is he?
That's a good backup spot for him. Well, Philip Rivers has to at one point get hurt and like give up the throne, because like that dude just ain't. There's two things Philip Rivers ain't gonna stop doing: playing football and fucking his wife. He's on like 13 kids now or some shit. Him and Cromartie are going kid for kid. Okay. Where's your list at? Do you have a list this week?
Fuck no.
That was terrible.
Why do I? You come up with a fucking list.
Oh shit!
You come up with a fucking list. My question is, my statement is, it's an NFL statement. I feel like Haskins should start right away in Redskins. For the Redskins.
He is, isn't he?
Arnold and Case. They signed Keith Keenum.
Jesus.
He needs to start day one. I truly feel like he's going to be him, and everyone is going crazy about Daniel Jones right now. Like, have you seen it? Dude, everyone.
He got booed at the Yankee game.
He got booed at the Yankee game?
Yeah. Hasn't caught a pass yet. Got booed at the Yankee game.
I like him. Dude, he ran for one.
I've heard a rumor that he's Eli Manning's illegitimate child. That's why they drafted him.
Probably. He looks just like him with the helmet on.
Y'all motherfuckers with this shit.
Dude, he took off in practice on one. He took like a QB pull and just fucking zoomed it, but
you think he should start day one?
Let Eli just die out, but like
let Eli just lose a couple games and he comes save the season.
What are you gonna do, man? Like, you're too old to do anything like anymore. Like, you're just gonna get, sure, he'll throw like a good pass here and there, but he's gonna get his ass kicked after a while and just be like, he's gonna look like Brett Favre coming back in 2010.
Like, Brett Favre might come back, dude. He tweeted it today.
Fuck out of here.
Bro, he tweeted it and then deleted it. It was on Instagram. He's like, man, I believe when you find something you love, you don't just give it up. I'm gonna try to play football again this year. Posted on Instagram, bro, with a photo of him after he won the Super Bowl, and then deleted it like an hour later.
Bro, teams.
Who?
XFL.
Who?
Yeah, XFL. That'd be hilarious.
Oh my god. No,
Brett Favre,
please,
off the farm,
no,
just all roided up on TRT.
Bro,
Bro,
first off, when he retired, he got big. He was definitely started doing beach muscles.
Yep.
Two, I saw a video like 2 years ago where he's like working out with some NFL guys. He's got some snap on that ball still.
Dude.
Like, some receivers ran a slant route and he almost planted him on the ground.
Dude. You know for a
Which is like my least favorite quarterback, but still.
Brett Favre would be hilarious to just come back. Like, have you seen him in those Levi commercials, man? He can still fucking really throw that ball. He has no problem in those commercials. Copperfit? He looks like Copperfit took 10 years off his fucking, like, joints, dude. No, it'd be great. If you saw him in the XFL, like, how fucking awesome would that be? I'd go fucking nuts.
Bro, I would watch every second of an XFL game where it's Brett Favre and Johnny Manziel.
I was just going to say. Oh, shit, dude.
Just them two, honestly. Like, is that the, like, you know how you get all these celebrity fucking fights and shit? Like, boxing matches? Would you really want to see that? Johnny Manziel and Brett Favre go at it at an XFL game.
Yeah.
Who would win?
The fuck out of him.
You kidding me? Really?
Brett Favre
off
drives
the farm.
That ball. Oh,
off
yeah.
the farm.
And Johnny off the fucking meth bus? Yeah. Because you know that since his wife left him, the one team that was like, yeah, man, we have NFL logistics, fucking failed like the second week he was on the team. And now he's just hoping to God the XFL lets him in. Like, dude, he's not in a good spot.
Jay, who do you got in that matchup? And what receivers
man,
do you
give I'd have to see the teams, man. I don't know who's going to, like, I can't wait to see the talent the XFL has.
All right.
The
Brett Favre.
Talk about. Jay, you pick Johnny Manziel's running back and receiver, and he has to be, like, a head case out of the NFL. You do the same for Favre.
Okay.
Like, he was a head case and he left. Now retired.
Can I pick first?
Yeah. No, wait. You go first running back. You go first receiver. How about that?
They have to be out of the league.
Ricky Williams, baby.
You pick Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
To go with Johnny.
The smoking, like, he's on the weed
he's
now.
Enough,
the
he's
break.
Enough to calm down Johnny. I like that idea. All
right, you know what? Let's extend this. You get two receivers and a tight end. But the tight ends can be just retired or whatever. And they can be dead or living.
Oh,
Favre's, anyway.
Favre's picking Kellen Winslow. All you gotta do is give that guy a fuck toy and he's going to town in the end zone.
Did you say dead or living because you know I'm gonna pick Aaron Hernandez?
Yes.
Running back, Bob. Here we go.
I don't know any thug running backs. Michael Bennett, only because he, like, stole a bunch of shit.
Why?
I don't know.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, shit. That's one. No, but he didn't he didn't retire because of, like, a symptom. He just got fucked up after his career. You said he had to, like, mentally head case.
Bo Jackson's selling test boosters and dick pills.
There you go.
He looks just fine to me.
All right, so you got Favre and Jeff, Bo Jackson.
No, I'm gonna go Jeff Jones, former five-star recruit out of Minnesota, who they were gonna gray shirt him, and he fucking and he got caught with like guns and all these sorts of drugs in his fucking car.
He picked some fucking 24-year-old that's still in the cities of St. Paul somewhere.
He's a hidden guy.
And fucking put him with fucking Johnny Manziel.
Could have drafted him in the supplemental draft, but I went with this one, boys.
All right, boys. He got Jeff Jones in the backfield with Johnny Man or with Brett Favre.
Awesome.
All right,
Michael Scott. If we're going anybody else, that's just a fan favorite.
Receiver Jay, you get one.
T.O.
Ooh, you get T.O.
T.O. might actually play.
See, he actually might play.
If you can smoke pot, you should have just picked who I picked, Josh Gordon, just because. Can you imagine Josh Gordon, who already has a connection with Johnny, and you put Ricky Williams to be like, all right, this is how you smoke pot and play.
Yo, that's a solid team, bro. Ricky Williams with fucking Josh Gordon.
No, man, because my slot receiver is going to be Percy Harvin.
Fuck! Damn it!
It was his pick! It was his pick!
No, I picked...
He picked Josh Gordon!
Yeah. Oh, you picked Josh Gordon, that's right! Yeah. Oh, so Percy Harvin in the slot! What a team!
I go, alright, can I go my next receiver?
Who's your next receiver?
He's not going to be the most dynamic guy, but he's going to be a throwback. Corn Robinson. When that vehicle gets real drunk, we need a good drunk driver, and that motherfucker can do it. Also, Seattle Seahawk.
Oh my god.
So, are we doing three wide?
Sure. I mean, we can keep going.
Fuck it, go three wide. Fuck it.
I'm going for degenerates, by the way. He's picking like
he's picking a solid offense.
He's picking like for sure Hall of Famers, just with like red flags. And I'm picking dudes that like are just
Johnny Manziel, yeah. Hall of Famer, cool.
Yeah, Johnny. Yeah, he's Percy Harvin. Talking about who? Yeah, you gave us the quarterbacks. Now we're just picking the rest.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Because I'm going Dez Bryant because no one's going to sign him this year.
I saw that video of him with quick feet, dude. He's killing it.
Dez Bryant, Percy Harvin, and T.O.
T.O.
That's your workout? Like, those guys are in the gym working out. Yeah. They're going to kill each other.
I say with stem cells, I go R.I.P. Chris Henry. I think that dude has some wheels left and...
When you could have just gotten Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, just get Ocho Cinco.
No, we need head cases or sad stories, guys.
And Ocho Cinco's not a head case.
He got to finish with
his
the Patriots.
His name is Ocho Cinco.
He plays professional soccer
dude,
right now.
The last team he was on, he got off because he headbutted his fiance.
Exactly. That's awesome. Who headbutts? And he's not even a drinker. Shit sober.
As Bill Burr once said, I would like to know what she said to him right before he did that.
Bobby's gonna pick like Chris Brown out of the slot.
No, I'm picking. This was supposed to be fucked up people that you had to play with, like degenerate old guys.
No, you did that. You took it to that level. No one told you to pick these dudes that are actually still
I'm sticking to Kellen.
I legitimately just pick people who smoke a little weed. If you're like. In the all drunk driving domestic abuse team.
Right. There must be just a whole bunch of drugs smacking their right, girls.
We had
Bobby's got Ray Rice and Tyreek Hill on his team.
Ray Rice. Tyreek Hill is still questionable.
Still in the league, baby.
I don't want clean guys on my team. I want full hitters. We ain't afraid.
There's not security footage. You're not on Bob's team right now.
Right.
If you can't prove it, it's not real.
Kareem Hunt's on the practice squad just because his was like soft as fuck.
A little sidekick.
I still pick Kellen Winslow Jr. as my tight end.
I mean, I think he just got indicted, but I mean, bro. His dad was a Super Bowl champion, so he'll probably get out of that, right?
Time out. I'm sorry, but I have to point something out.
I know you guys can't see it, but I'm sure I'll post it. This motherfucker really has two braids in his fucking beard, bro. Yeah. They're still there. Wait. I thought you were... Oh, it's this dude's looking like a fucking...
Viking.
Greasy-ass fucking Viking. Wow.
I'm going Richie Incognito for lineman if we get that far. Only because he was throwing weights at FBI officers telling him that he, too, was an FBI officer. And at some point, you need that level of fucking crazy on your team.
Time out. He's still in the NFL.
Bro, the Raiders just signed him.
You can't pick him.
He's Antonio Brown and he will fuck Richie Incognito are going to fight. And it's gonna be Black Panther against the fucking Hulk.
All right. You know what? Fuck it. Let's have some fun.
Tight end?
Two corners and two safeties.
I didn't even pick my tight end yet, man.
Dibs on Darren Sharper.
If you can smoke weed, I know I can get Martellus Bennett to play.
There you go. See, he's picking a team that's going to, like, be actually in a league.
I'm picking the team that's going to beat your ass when we lose. Like, cool, you win the game, but you're going to get robbed, motherfucker.
Carmelo Anthony at the bus. Fucking let's get it.
Hoodie Mello.
Fucking Nala.
Hoodie Mello.
Fucking Lala. Fucking tastes like Cheerios, bitch.
I'm trying to think of who else I'd want on my team, guys. Ray Lewis, but, I mean, only because he's like our... He's like our George Clooney on how to get away with the shit, you know? If this was like an Ocean's 12 where we're picking like the best, you know, football team or Ocean's 11, I guess I should say. Oh, Ray Lewis is our George Clooney for sure. Or Tom Brady, whichever one. He's a scam artist and probably killed many people.
Wow.
Dude, there's no way Tom gets away with as much as he did without people going missing. He's like the Clintons, except cooler.
I know my starting quarterback is Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Pac-Man Jones!
It's not breaking news, but it's kind of news. Matthew Stafford reportedly played with a broken back all of last season.
He looks like he's, like, dying every time I see him. He, like, always is, like, he's, like, getting skinnier now. It's, like...
At least we have a reason for Matt Stafford's decline last season. The Detroit Lion quarterback reportedly played with a broken bone in his back. The news...
I mean, he's tough. He's just not that good.
Stafford had an off season, and it seems like it was due to a change in coaches, or a mid-season trade on the top receiver Golden Tate that seems to be the least of his problems. Multiple fractures in his back. Multiple, bro. How do you play with multiple fractures in your back?
Same way you throw a touchdown pass when you have a separated shoulder.
Like, it'd be cool if they made it to the playoffs and he actually was, like a decent team. But this is, like, a non-story because he's just... They're just not a good team. I mean, they're not even going to be a good team this year. I mean, their defense look like they're going to be great. But that offense, they haven't changed not a lot over there.
They're still flirting with Calvin Johnson, it's hard to...
Ooh, Calvin Johnson.
Oh, there you go.
Do you hear about him in the Lions?
That he has to pay that money back, right, if he wants to come back?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to make an appearance. I'm not going to wear Lions gear. Because they made him give back a $1 million bonus. He's like, you want me back? Give me that money.
The $1 million?
Which... Yeah, the $1 million signing bonus he had to pay back for retiring.
I would pay him back.
Apparently, though, because it's apparently it would go against their cap, though. So they're like, they we can't really do that. But,
right, I suppose. That shit's just, I don't know, man. Once players are gone that long, like, just let them
You
be
think
gone.
The Patriots would?
Like, hey, we'll pay all that money back to you. Just give us the rights to sign Calvin.
I mean, yes.
That would be, oh my God. Now? Like, you think he's still in good shape?
I mean.
How old is he? 33?
30. Let me check. Wow.
What should I eat after this?
He apparently visited the Falcons minicamp. And yeah, he's 33. And, oh, never mind. The top thing is, the top link is three biggest what ifs in Raiders draft history. And I thought the Raiders were going to try to. It would be a John Gruden thing to
try to get Calvin.
Try to get Calvin Johnson.
That would be fucking insane.
Megatron. Man.
Oh my God. That would be so.
Yeah.
Yo, that would be. Oh, man.
That'd be nice.
But you know what? It would be nice, but I don't trust fucking Derek Carr. I don't think Derek Carr would be able to pull that off. Even with all that talent, I still think he can't pull it off.
Bob, did you hang up on me, man?
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
A look into the explosive tension between James Harden and Chris Paul.
Dude.
CP3, your favorite player?
Bro, he wants out so bad.
Yeah.
Did you see the comment, though?
No, I did not.
He commented on the Bleacher Report link, "Wow, that's news to me."
That he what?
CP3 is calling that fake news.
Oh.
He commented on the link with, like, the shruggy emoji. "Wow, that's news to me."
That about, he wants
like,
out?
Because I sent you that link about past the point of no return tension between him and Harden.
Right. Well, and then there's like Chris Paul, like he does all that shit with like behind people's back where he'll like smile at Steph and then he like gives him a fucking mean look and like Chris Paul just seems like you're too old to be like that fucking like childish about shit. Like I don't know. Like I used to like Chris Paul when he was quiet, and now all of a sudden, like he's got attitude as he's getting older, and like, it's like, bro, you were something with the Clippers for like two seasons. Like, knock it off.
Yeah, but
he's also kind of a snitch.
Right. That's what. Why did the NBA not let him play for the Lakers?
Some bullshit.
I think it was like they said something about like it was either like a tampering thing or it was like a like. The trade was
so like, unfair.
At the time, the Hornets, because it was the New Orleans Hornets, they didn't have an owner. So, like, the NBA basically stepped in and said, like, no normal owner would ever approve this trade. It's like a one-sided trade. Gotcha. So I think that's why they blocked it. That was like their official reasoning behind it.
Got you. Because I was going to say, man, like, I even liked the Clippers for a while, but, like, he just seems like such a whiny bitch now that he's with fucking Harden. It's like, I can't.
Well, since he left, like, Blake Griffin has been kind of, like, outspoken about, like, he and CP3 are not on, like, speaking terms. Like, they're not tight anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, it made him seem like he was kind of a snake.
I get you. Damn. Well, we got 55 minutes, so want to change this one over and take a break real quick?
Yep, let's do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Wouldn't be a bad team.
So it's 2K17. There's not that like Lonzo Ball isn't on the fucking team, right? I looked at it, man. It's not worth it to my like for $35. So
$35.
I got drafted by Detroit. Hated it. Got traded, and I got traded to Boston. And from Boston, went into the next season, I got traded to Golden State. And then went into the next season, got traded to Minnesota, And then from Minnesota, the next season got traded to Detroit. I moved, like, a ton, signed by the Wolves, and, like, I didn't know that you had to really pay attention when you sign your contract, because, like, I got a 4-year extension with the Wolves, but it was for, like, a sixth man spot, even though I was, like, in the fucking, like, top. I was leading the league in scoring and, like, had 40 minutes a game.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bob, you don't pass. All you do is shoot three.
No, I have, like,
five. How are you getting moved around so much? You're, like, the best player in the league. You're putting up 70 points a game.
I put up, no, first off, it's, like, 30 points a game. And I do get assists in, like, 4 steals a game. Like, I actually play, and I get, like, 5 assists a game, dude. So don't even try me. Some games, no, but I try for passes. But, like, anyways, so now, and all these, you know, players have been moved and all that, and it's the computer, so blah, blah, blah. But it's me, Andre Drummond, and John Wall on the Pistons, and we've sucked dick right now. But there's, like, a white dude that was computer-generated that has, like, neck tattoos and, like, is smaller than me at shooting guard. Like, the Pistons are just a fucking mess in that game. But no big deal. I'll just name NBA Player of the Week, so.
Baller.
I know.
Congrats.
Thanks, guys. So, if you had to pick a movie to live... Which one would you want to, like, which movie would you pick? Like, Good Luck Charlie, or Good Luck Chuck was, like, one where, like, he just, chicks want to fuck him because, like, the next dude that, like, she finds, she'll end up marrying. So, like, that's a good story.
First off, one, are we recording?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and two, Bobby, we're talking about, if you could live in any movie, what would you do? We're talking, like, Star Wars, we're talking like X-Men, and you pick a Dane Cook movie where he gets laid, and then the next person who dates that person is like their soulmate. Like, the fact that you picked a Dane Cook movie to begin with is the most perfect Bobby thing I've ever heard.
That is the most Bobbiest thing you've ever done.
Dude, I was...
Like, employee of the month, where, like, you don't have to try very hard, and you work... At Costco,
dude, he tried really.
And you like Dave Jessica Simpson? That would be pretty.
If
sweet.
You pay attention to the plot in whatever the fuck the whatever the Walmart Costco movie it was, he tried really hard and then he failed, and that's why he took the job at Costco. So there you go, Jay. Dane Cook coming out of the ashes.
I would pick Jumper.
Okay. Yeah. For Hell sure. Yeah. That's a cool movie, and that chick is hot as fuck.
Yeah, I would definitely live that life. Yeah, I'm kind of running away from bad dudes and shit, but I could get out of that. They right. die. Well, they all die and shit.
I'm like, you don't have to be that jumper. Like, you could be the one of the guys who, like, never got caught.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or just one of the guys that perfect. Samuel L. Jackson fucked up.
Yeah, no, I'd be definitely just jumping to Antarctica and just chilling there.
Okay. Jay?
I don't know, probably like Fast and the Furious, so I can just hang out with Tyrese and Ludacris all day.
Right.
And make jokes about coronas.
Dude, have you seen the thing where it's like Paul Walker goes, "Don't worry about a cuh," and he just says the words "see you," and it's supposed to be "cuz," and he didn't even fucking say that.
Nah, bro, that's just Paul Walker being one with the street.
Dude, it was the worst. Like, I liked him better in Varsity Blues, man.
I changed my mind. I want to be in Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, the one with the quarterback for... I want to be in, like, Friday Night Lights. That'd be kind of fun.
Just live a fucking teenage life again.
Just go back... Yeah, it'd be, like, senior year in, like, Texas. Like, I want to be able to throw that baseball through the dude's fucking window. Or no, that's... Damn it, that's Tokyo Drift. Now I got the same dude fucking me up.
Yeah,
I'm
buddy.
Fucking up plot titles. God damn it.
Horford to be. Do you think he would go to the Lakers?
No, don't be, fucking bring that shit here.
Maybe I'll be in like Magic Mike. I'll have like a six pack and
there you
be
go.
Like really rhythmic.
I'd like to play. I'd like to be in Ben Stiller's hit movie. What About Mary? But I would like to be Mary.
Run off with Brett Favre.
Yeah, man.
Run off with Brett Favre.
And there we go. We loop it back to the first hour.
Yeah. Call back.
If you guys had pick any wild animal that you could tame and live with, what would you pick?
I always go back to, like, a falcon. Something that can fly and, like, claw eyes out.
Solid choice. Plus, also, who doesn't want to fuck a falconer?
Yeah, and I'd name it Kyle.
Feed it Monster energy drink. It'd have a,
come on,
it,
Kyle.
It'd have, like, a pair.
Like, I would take it to the park on, like a windy day, and I would just have it tear through kids' kites.
Oh my god.
Or maybe like a hive of hornets that I could just direct at my will to like attack my enemies. Like Bobby would just like one day as like a prank get off work and get in his truck and there's just a whole bunch of bees in formation.
Do they actually sting me or do they all just land on me and be like kind of like give me little kisses with their needles?
Maybe it'll be like the fish in Finding Nemo, and I'll just get him to like make a middle finger.
Oh, there you go. That would terrify me. I do hate a lot of those things.
It's like fucking Jay's bees are here again. Fuck you too.
But like the only. And as soon get as I start getting like carefree about it, where it's like I know he's not gonna hurt me, he like gets him real close, and that's where he gives me like little needle kisses, and be like, "I got it." Oh
my goodness. But if you piss me off, like I'm just gonna have they're hornets, they can sting you and not die. I'll just have like that one bee distract you, and like the other bee just stings you one time.
This doesn't sound fun to me.
You just gotta deal with that, like annoying like customers or like my wife.
I would pick like a full pack of wolves.
Pretty badass.
Just a full Game of Thrones wolves.
Have you ever seen Eastbound and Down?
Bobby's gonna be like, yeah, I kinda want that, but maybe like a house cat that's just like super chill.
Right. Doesn't smoke pot.
like a cat that like will bring me beers and stuff.
I need a dog with that'd a be bone. Great. That's what I need.
And it doesn't shed.
Yeah. No, I don't want cats, man. I hate cats. Like a couple kangaroos would be pretty fucking sweet. You could put cool hats on them.
A friend of a friend, actually, like, and one of my co-workers' friends had a baby kangaroo. Just hop around.
It's called
house.
A roo.
They were super rich and native, so they got like a bunch of casino money and bought it up.
Oh, why wouldn't you? See, that's why I'm not making a lot of money, because my purchases would also include a kangaroo.
Why?
But like, you've seen it, I've seen the video, those motherfuckers take a punch and they just look at you like, well, I'll let go of your dog, but I'm gonna fuck you up, and then the guy backed away like a pussy. That kangaroo was justified to fucking beat that dude's ass, and you know what? It showed great restraint, which is also why I'd want a pack of kangaroos.
George.
Also, like, I like Will Ferrell's idea of tuna, if that's possible, on the other guys. We have built a sea apparatus. Can we last all day? No. An hour 45? No problem.
Or you could just be like Peter Griffin and you come over to my house just riding on a lion.
Yeah, there you go. Or a giraffe.
Chilling.
He was doing a giraffe once, I think, too, because then the giraffe kicked down Cleveland's house and Cleveland was in the bathtub and, oh, no, no, no! And fucking falls.
Yeah.
He's poetic. That's actually pretty good. My impression?
Yeah.
Thank you, I know.
All right.
I know.
Asshole.
Angel, we're going to extra innings.
Thank God.
See, I think Angel, the one time I did watch the baseball was with you.
Was the last time I watched the baseball? Yeah.
And it was all right.
Yeah, he watched two home runs go, and he's like, "Jesus!" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's Twins baseball now. They just hit home runs."
I had to ask him why the K's were backwards for sometimes. Didn't know the difference.
Didn't know. Teaching them.
Dude, this is like, I offered to ref a basketball game my freshman year of college because our team needed to volunteer hours. And I didn't know any of the rules about basketball. I got kicked off in, like, junior year and, like, never tried out again. And, like, dude, I just started calling random fouls on fucking kids. Like, it was straight up the biggest joke. Like, parents were fucking pissed. I finally was like, all right, well, I can't just call any of them because I don't know what the fuck I'm calling. And, like, I didn't know the signals. I didn't know shit, so I would just, like, mouth, like, dude, hit him. And the parents were honestly, like, they were fucking, they were done with me, dude. Like, the one dude that ref with me was pissed off that, like, I even offered. And I never refed again. That was it. But I tried, and that's the important part. He still laughs to this day because, dude, it was atrocious. I mean, it was fucking terrible. I have no business ever, like, doing anything on a basketball court again. That's why those green Nikes are fucking retired in my closet.
Sitting on the top shelf.
Yeah, man, it's bad. But, like, we need to get, like, an ultimate Frisbee team together. And really test out your mobility now.
Frisbee?
Yeah, ultimate Frisbee, dude. It's just like flag football. It's fucking tits.
But with a Frisbee?
Yeah, and then there's, like, three passers, and then you have cutters. So you would be, like, the guy we have to teach, like, dope passes to, where it's, like, hammer throws, where it's, like, you throw the Frisbee like a football over your head, and then you, like, whip it at the end, and then it, like, smooths out, but it's, like, upside down, and then you have to catch it, and you have, like, 3 feet, and then you can pivot, and then you can throw it to the next guy downfield and shit, and, like, dude, Angel, and, like, all you gotta do is just move up to where, like, you just threw it to, and then you'll get the pass back, and then whip out another, like, good fucking, like, you whip it, like, sideways, like a fucking pitcher, dude. Like, you play baseball. Like, I feel like you'd connect to that quick. And then you got me and Jay's cutters. We go get Jake, because we need Jake. But we like, make it our team.
Yeah. I got you.
And then, because he's good for going deep, bro. Like, that would be...
What, I'd rather just play flag football.
Okay, we could do that, too.
Can we actually just put a team together? Please.
Yeah.
You have Carl.
I miss Carl. I have TS, maybe.
TS.
But I don't know, probably not. He's a little beast sometimes.
Duh.
He's pee-whipped. R.I.P.
I need JS, too.
Yeah. Jay, when am I going to come look at your house?
I think we were trying to get cleared for the 26th.
Okay.
Which is, I think, a Wednesday.
Right on.
So we actually just emailed, because I guess we're going to try to get an electrician out that day. But if that works, I'll buy you lunch to make it down here. Let me know.
Nice thing is, or not the nice thing, but I might have a different fucking job by then. Trying to actually get myself a, what they call, a retirement. Yeah.
I got one of those. It's pretty nice. It'd
be nice to start putting something away. Maybe in like 40 years, right before I die, I could pull it all out, get taxed the shit out of, and just be like, fuck you guys. Going to the casino and wasting it all.
I mean, the good news is you can pass down retirement if you die before you use it.
I had to build it up on my own. Left nothing. The old man left me a bunch of junk I had to pay to get rid of. That's what I call starting out with nothing. You gotta earn it. I'm just kidding. I'd be too pussy. We've talked about how I'd spend money. It would not end well.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about, like, the two-bedroom house and the small yard, very manageable.
Right, very, very manageable. My therapist thought that was odd. Because she was like, because we started talking, and I was like telling her about how I think most of this life is like, this is peon shit. Like, there's like a small percentage of people who actually matter because they make enough money off of dumb fucks like me who like don't do anything, you know? And I was like, it's just weird that, like, for 80 years, this is what I'm going to do, wake up and, like, do useless shit. And she was like, okay, okay. And she was like, you say you're a conspiracy theorist. And she was, how much? I was like, well, I believe we landed on the moon. She was, okay, I guess. And I was like, well, that's usually like, are you crazy or are you not? You know, like, it's like, that's like a step below 9/11 was a conspiracy theory. You know, like 9/11 was us.
Bro, I was reading a thing today.
Here we go.
Or yesterday. That, like, the reason everybody is, like, all tired and everything seems kind of weird is because time's been funny ever since they started up the Large Hadron Collider, and we're all simultaneously living two time streams.
Oh, shit. So where's the second one?
It's, like, very similar. Like, similar enough to where we're just living in both times.
Damn, it sucks. I was really hoping at least one of those would, like, kick ass for me a little bit.
Nah, you and me both.
What the fuck does all that mean?
Don't get me started. Half the reason I go is because I have anxiety about, like, what the fuck all that means.
Exactly.
She was like... she kept trying to look at me and, like... At one point she goes, so a couple weeks ago I said the word shit and you started laughing... And said, yeah, that's awesome. That's what I needed to hear. She goes, let's discuss that. And I go, no, that's just like, you know, like, I grew up with that shit. So, like, when you're swearing, it's like, that's you being like, you know, if, like, behind closed doors, you're like, ah, shit. Like, I go, now, like, you feel comfortable enough to be like, behind closed doors, be like, ah, you know, that was just bullshit. And she was, like, embarrassed. And I was like, yes! And, like, even today, she was like, so, do you feel that today was helpful? Because we just talked about, like, life and shit like that. And, like, she was like, do you feel... I was like, yeah, today was fucking awesome. Like, I'm about to go do a podcast, and, like, this was fucking great. Like, I got a lot of material going, and I lost it by the time I was here. But I was amped, like, after leaving there for, like, 15 minutes, man. And then, not gonna lie... I'm pretty sure she thinks I'm fucking nuts. I'm just kidding. But, like, she definitely gives me a weird look or two where it's like, why are you thinking like that right now? And it's like, I don't know, bitch. Like, that's why you're here. Sorry. I don't want to tell. If she ever listens to this, I didn't mean to say that about her.
Yeah.
I like her, though. She's a pretty cool chick.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I didn't know if I'd like a chick because I was afraid to tell her some shit, but she's actually pretty dope. Is it bad that I'm 25 still using words like pretty dope?
You're the youngest out of all of us. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I use it too, so.
There you go. I heard there's a chick designer that came over to our house that I was working on, and she walked through and goes, so I'm thinking like an olivey green. Would that be pretty dope in this room? And I looked at her, I was like, if you're asking, I don't know what the fuck you just said, but, like, I was like, I can't tell you that it's gonna look dope. I don't know if that is something I'm justified to say. She kind of looked at me all weird, but I was like...
Just say no.
I don't know how to tell her business. Like, I didn't want to crush her and be like, no, your ideas suck. Stop fucking designing and get a real job. You know, like, that can't be said. Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. How's going on over there?
Angel's getting, Cam Soda notifications. Alexis, Texas is now online.
I don't know what any of that means.
One thing.
It's the, fake... What? You guys know, it's the, fake porno ads where they're, like, knocking on the glass as if they're knocking on your screen, like, hey, you!
Nope.
What are you doing? Watching porn again? Yeah, that's why you're smirking.
Twins lose.
Wow, that's the first time they've lost three in a row.
Flight out. This is looking like a home run on the game cast.
I still don't see nothing.
This would be the first time they lose three in a row, right?
It's still 2-2. We're going to the bottom of the 10th. What is wrong with you fuckers?
Sorry, Jay. I'm not paying attention.
Don't. My Twins are the best right now, goddammit.
Don't you get loud with me.
They are.
Best in the MLB. Hey,
Hey, Caramel Bear, you just settled down over there.
Yeah. All right.
Do you think, like...
Better.
What would you do? Like, what would you do if you got teleported, like, back in time to, like, 1925?
Angel, this is where white privilege really comes in handy.
Angel, you can pretend you're white in this. Yes. Although, like, 1920... It's the roaring 20s. Angel, you could still smoke your jazz cigarettes and you could, you know, play, like, the drums or something.
You would be a part of what we know as Reefer Madness.
I feel like I would thrive. Like, just knowing what I know, I could be a professional athlete in a second. All I gotta do is, like, dunk on some Jews and I'm crushing it.
Yeah, I'd probably be a really good wide receiver. Because, like, Joe Jurevicius was playing and he ran, like, a 4.7. And at my peak, I was running a 4.7. So I think I could have probably, you know, like, a 4.78, I'm not going to lie.
1920?
No, Joe Jurevicius, I'm just saying, like, he played in, like, the early 2000s. So, like, if he was still running a 4.7 and then, like, at 1925, if I'm playing and I'm running a 4.7 at wide receiver, like, I'm fucking, like, Jerry Rice before Jerry Rice. You know what I'm saying?
Bob. What? About 1920, you're playing tackle.
At 6'4"?
You might be playing guard.
Bro, I'm too fast, though. Like, there's no way.
Ronald Reagan played guard on his team in college.
I would be like Calvin Johnson on a bunch of white dudes and, like, one black guy in Night Train Lane.
I'll be getting ready for World War II.
You would be like, Jackie Moon in Semi-Pro inventing the alley-oop. You'd be like, wait. Why are we all running the wishbone? Spread me out wide.
Do you see the 5'6" guy who has coal miner lung? Like, let me go over that guy. I think I can run past him. Did you guys ever watch that movie with George Clooney and John Krasinski?
Yeah, Leatherheads.
Dude, yeah. That's not a bad football movie.
Never seen it.
It wasn't great, Angel. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's kind of whatever.
I wouldn't rent it, but if you're bored and it's on, like, HBO, it's worth a shot.
Right. You know, you set yourself in the right mood.
It's a much better part of the lineup, Angel. We might pull this one out.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Do they win the World Series? Just real quick. Give me, like, a minute. Do they win? No? Just a fun season?
They have in the past.
This is like 87 all over again.
We need to fucking pitch. We need to make sure we keep on pitching this way. We have to keep adding our pitcher. There's a rumor that we might get San Francisco's pitcher. Like, that would be...
Baumgartner.
Amazing.
There's a rumor. There's like 3 or 4 different teams that are trying to shop like a starter and a reliever, which would be kind of dope. Although our relievers haven't been that bad.
Exactly.
I mean, everyone's
bullpen has been bad, but ours hasn't been as bad as everyone else's.
I just don't know if you can win in the playoffs. Like, I think we can win in the playoffs. I don't know if you can win a World Series going with a 4-pitcher rotation and your 4th pitcher is Pineda or Peña.
Exactly. I think if you add another, like, add another pitcher, there's nothing that will stop us. Because our hitting has been so consistent. I mean, Buxton goes down for 15 days. So let's see how he gets back when he comes back from his wrist. But after that, like, our team is solid all over the place. And we have so much talent in AAA that's ready to come up and kill it too. So
that's why I kind of hope we don't have to give away a ton of our farm system to get a player.
Yeah, I hope we don't give up much. And I hope it's not a hitter.
Honestly, though, like, our 4 and 5 pitchers, our 4 or 5 pitchers, like, they don't suck. They just aren't consistent, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they throw, but then again, in the playoffs, like, David Price sucked last year. He pitched, like, one good start out of, like, 2 bad starts. So, who knows?
Right. Baseball. Sports.
Literally every player on this team can hit for power and for average. That's fucking nuts, though.
What do you think I'm going to eat after this podcast is done?
Fucking what?
Like, I'm either going to make some eggs just because I want some protein, or, like, I'm going to make a whole thing of mac and cheese and eat the whole fucking thing.
I love you, Bob.
Let us know what you think Bob will eat. And comment on this video. And we will let you know next episode.
I'm trying to think of what's in my fridge. Like,
thank you for listening to The Upper Poor. It was an amazing podcast, gentlemen. I hope you guys had fun. It is late. Y'all both at home. I have to still drive home. So, you guys have a wonderful day. Wonderful evening. Please vote. Please comment. Let us know what you think Bob's going to eat.
Here's our sponsors.
Because I'm going to start posting from there.
And, yeah. We love y'all and we're out.
At least I am.